This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Randy Skoglund, Executive Director at Americans for Technology Leadership. We want to get his thoughts as President Obama announces a major push towards greater cybersecurity, given the American dependence ever more so down a daily basis on our internet as well as our identity and online services. And Randy, thanks so much for being with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me on today.
The president says that we obviously have a great dependence on our computers, and we also face many threats as a result of that, from identity theft to viruses and worms and so forth. How much behind the eight ball are we right now on cybersecurity?
Unfortunately, we are very vulnerable because our entire economy is based on computers. If you look at ATMs to our airlines, all of that, and it's intertwined into our economy. And unfortunately, a lot of these efforts are vulnerable at this point.
What makes them vulnerable, and how easy or difficult is it to upgrade our cybersecurity?
Well, what makes them vulnerable is that there are people out there constantly trying to do these attacks. There's a great source of money. You've started to see cybercrime. People are phrasing it Cybercrime Inc. because there's just so much money to be made there in hacking in these systems, stealing people's identities. And it's going to take an effort. And this, the announcement by the Obama administration today is a great first step. They're going to be creating a position that reports both to the Economic Council and the National Security Council, which is good. I'm glad to see that they're recognizing the potential impact to our economy. And it's going to take a lot of effort to coordinate our intelligence community, our intelligence gathering, along with protecting our critical infrastructure as well as the economic infrastructure.
What's involved in that? What type of work is needed to coordinate things properly and make us as secure as possible?
Well, that's going to be a huge undertaking. Like I said, there are constantly attacks, from denial of service attacks to people trying to take control of other systems. There's a myriad of attacks, and unfortunately, these hackers are very creative. They're very smart, and it takes a coordinated effort. I mean, just look at what happens on our home computer systems. You got to have virus software that's updated daily because there are new attacks that are literally occurring each day. The same thing is happening on the business side, the government side, and the critical infrastructure side. And we need to make sure that there's a coordinated effort to protect those vital interests.
We're talking with Randy Skoglund, Executive Director of Americans for Technology Leadership. And Randy, how much should we be relying on the government to upgrade our security? And how much should there be a partnership between the government and the private sector?
Well, and that's going to be what's very important. You've got all of these private companies that are also involved in this, and it's going to be very important to make sure that the government doesn't put mandates and dictate how this is run, and that they really do partner with the private sector to make sure that you're getting workable solutions that are best for everybody. Because what's best for one industry may not be best for the other industry, and so it's going to be very important to make sure that while the government is working and putting its resources behind making sure that we are safe and that our infrastructure is protected, we need to make sure that there's not mandates and burdens put on companies as well.
How do we chart progress? How will we know when we've made up a lot of ground or even gotten to where we want to be in terms of security?
You know, unfortunately, it's one of those things that if everything goes well and that we're very secure and protected, we're probably not going to notice it. And that's probably the best thing, is that we don't notice it, because unfortunately, if a big denial of service or one of these attacks come, that's when consumers get their phones and their operations, whether it be getting cash machines, are interrupted. And so I think our best progress will be not knowing about it. Unfortunately, that's kind of the measure that we're up against.
How large scale are we looking at here? Is this going to be an international effort, given the international nature of the web, or is this something that the U.S. can largely take a leadership role on?
Well, it's something that I think the U.S. is going to have to take a leadership role on. Quite frankly, we are very far behind countries such as China in this effort. They've got a good program, and I think the U.S. could learn some lessons from what China has done to protect their critical infrastructure. So this is going to have to be something, because it's our U.S. vital interest in it, that it's going to have be something that the U.S. takes care of. But I do think we can learn lessons from what other companies have done and the steps, or countries have done, and the steps they've taken to protect themselves.
Randy, some have said that it's impossible to get ahead of the troublemakers. They're the ones that are coming up with different ways to attack systems and infect systems and deny service and so forth, and that it's not possible to stay ahead of them. Is it possible to get ahead of them and build firewalls that stop even things they haven't dreamed up yet?
Well, it's kind of a catch-22 in that yeah, it's hard to prevent something that hasn't happened yet. But I do think that by taking steps and making sure that we're well protected and constantly being vigilant and trying to identify those attacks before they get to the point where the average consumer is affected by it, that's what's going to be important. Is I don't know if you can ever get to a point where you're 100% ahead of them and be able to block every potential threat that ever could occur, but I do think there are steps we can take to get organized, make sure there's a minimum level of security, and identify those problems quickly and address them.
Last 30 seconds here, Randy. What are a couple of things that the government should definitely not do as they move forward on this?
Again, I think that the biggest fear here is that they will issue blanket mandates and say, here's what needs to be done, and I don't know that that's going to protect everybody and fit every industry, and so I think they need to be very careful about any mandates that they were to issue.
And we'll keep following it, as I know you will. Randy, thank you so much for your time today. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for having me on.
Randy Skoglund is Executive Director at Americans for Technology Leadership. This is Dateline Washington.